Brings us to reports. Item 11 is consideration of airport low bid for fueling system. Mr. Ainsley, I'll turn it over to you. We don't have any FAA people here, and we don't even have Dave Smith. So,
This item is a request to approve a project that would install a brand new fuel system at our airport. Currently, right now, our fuel system is a fuel truck that is stationary. And this would actually be replacing that with a typical modern fuel station so that people would be able to use credit cards there 24/7. Right now, that is not possible. And so we do anticipate the total fuel cells sales will be increasing through this for convenience sake. And also just because people will be able to use it throughout the entire day, as we do have people that are using the airport at evening and also during the night. This project would actually largely be paid for through our FAA entitlement program. We get about $250,000 a year from the FAA. The city is required to spend, it's less than 10%, I believe it's about 5%, it changes each year, of a match towards that. And so the city would be spending out of our capital improvement fund a minor amount of money towards this. But the vast majority of the total expenditures will be coming from the FAA entitlements as well as from the DOT. The DOT is required also to put forward a minor match. The FAA entitlements have to be used on improvements at the airport. It's not that we can use those that $250,000 for road improvement or anything like that. It truly has to be used at the airport. This is a way that we can actually increase our revenue out of the airport so that our ongoing annual operational subsidy that we give the airport is actually reduced. And so that is one change that has been made to the proposed 2019 budget. It includes fuel sales out at the airport, which is a significant change. There would actually be a decent profit margin that would help to offset the general funds that are going to operate the airport. When we put this project out, we did receive two different bids. The low bid was for $334,976.50. This is higher than the engineer's estimate. The engineer's estimate was $231,000, so it is quite a bit higher. When we were asking about that, essentially all the contractors came back and said it's the federal requirements. And it came back that if we were to construct it using purely city dollars and funds, it would probably cost less than $100,000. But the reality is if we just use city funds, we would still be paying $100,000 instead of paying less than $30,000, which is what the city share would be. So this is one of those unfortunate things that when you use federal funds, it costs far more. That's just the reality whenever you use federal funds. It's hard to say that as a taxpayer that it doesn't matter, but at the end of the day, it's cheaper for the city of Sturgis if we proceed with doing this. In the long run, we will make money from it, and it will make our airport more user-friendly. So we recommend approval of the project.
Any questions from council for Daniel? Questions, comments, concerns? Come on up, Bonnie.
This is just an education piece for me again. I read this online, and I read it really fast. When you talk about a fueling system, is this just avgas, or is this car gas, too?
No, just airplanes.
Just avgas.
Yep.
Okay, yep. Thanks. And I didn't see anywhere in what I read that brought this down to $30,000 for the city. I mean, it looked like the whole thing.
It said less than 5% city match.
Okay, and I was reading too fast to do the math, so. Okay, well, and there was a bunch out there, and I usually print it, but I read it online, and I don't read online all that well. Thank you.
Any other discussion on considering this bid for the fuel system?
Move to approve.
I have a first by Mike.
Second.
Second by Jason. Any last discussion? Spending a lot of money here, whether it's the federal government's or ours, but we'll roll call here. I'll start and I'll say yes. Mike?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
That passes unanimously to accept the low bid.